to automobile travel, evacuation routes, and support with and for DLDOT in prioritizing and improving certain road infrastructure is also discussed in the plan. The implementation of the plan is important. It's one thing to have a plan. It's another thing to see that the county and others follow what's in that plan, and probably the chief means of implementing the recommendations in this comprehensive plan would be through selective updating of the zoning ordinance, which the county will be turning to next. This provides you a little bit of a timetable on where we've been and where we're going with respect to the adoption of this plan. The county has responded to the PLUS comments, that's the state comments. We're expecting the state's final word on the plan very shortly. The plan was revised in a number of respects that I won't go into, but they're listed there. And it was outlined for you earlier, the process by which Planning and Zoning Commission and then ultimately council will consider the official adoption of this plan. Thank you. And at this time, I guess we're going to put the lights back on. Council's going to resume their seat, and we'll start the public comment portion of tonight's hearing.
Easy there, Lawrence. You been drinking again? Come on, see if you boys can embarrass us tonight.
Are we ready for public comment?
Get us started off on that right there.
I move we adjourn.
Okay. Mr. Kramer had his hand up first. Ed. This gentleman next.
Ed, you'll be next.
My name is Dan Kramer. 8041 Scott Store Road, Greenwood. You know, I'll tell you what's the land use plan? It's a thick book. Reminds me of the Sears catalog that we used to have out in the back shack. I'm going to tell you what, that's just about what it's worth. Because I'm going to tell you why. The state of Delaware requires you have a land use plan. Since when is this not a free country, number one? And I thought county was supposed to have their own rules and regulations. But no, what's this land use plan for is not anything but land grab and a bunch of people from upstate having to say so that, oh, you kiss my grits because if you don't pass it our way, we don't give you this and we don't give you that. Well, you know, you got four levels of zoning in that thing. And they say, oh, well, if you develop in level four, we won't give you any infrastructure. We won't increase the roads and all that. I happen to live in level four. Let me explain the fact to you. I pay taxes. Now, if they don't want to upgrade the roads or anything else, then why am I paying taxes on anything, schools or otherwise? If these other characters want to live in level one and level two, let's just double and triple their taxes, and then I don't have to pay any. Makes as much sense as anything. And as far as roads is concerned, these people, I tell you what, they got a fit because they can't cross the road and stop all the cars to get across there. I'm going to tell you something. They don't even begin to know what the problem is of traffic. Go someplace where there truly is traffic.